Like to talk to us this morning about the promise of the Father. And I'd like to start out in the book of Acts, the first chapter, first verse. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I want to skip now down to verse 14. After they saw Christ ascend into heaven, they saw the angels. It asked them, why stand ye gazing? The same Jesus that you saw will come in like manner. But in verse 14, they went back to Jerusalem, and I believe there was 10 days between the time Christ ascended and the day of Pentecost. Christ was with them 40 days, testifying and teaching them the things that he wanted them to know and understand. So it was 10 days between the time that he ascended and the time of Pentecost. They went back to Jerusalem, and they were praying. In verse 14 it says, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. They were here 10 days praying and seeking God. I would have enjoyed to have been in that prayer meeting, wouldn't you? They had given themselves to the Lord, and he told them to go back to Jerusalem. I don't want you to start your work yet. You go back to Jerusalem and you tarry there until you be endued with power from on high. The Lord had to equip them with something that they didn't have yet. They had heard, and the Lord had taught them many things, but there was a vital piece that was missing. And that was the Holy Spirit hadn't descended yet. And he knew that they were going to need that. And there's no need for us to go to Jerusalem, but to me that word represents home. Tarry ye at home until you be endued with power from on high. We read in chapter 2, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There's a lot of confusion today about the gift of tongues and what the tongues did. But folks, the gift of tongues was a foreign language. It wasn't a jabberish that people couldn't understand. It was the Holy Ghost giving them a gift that people, and when you read on down the books of Acts, there were people from all different nationalities and countries that were abiding in Jerusalem, And they heard them in their own tongue, the wonderful works of God. And that was the purpose, the tongues. God had given that, the gift. But they were all filled with Holy Ghost. And we recognize that after the day of Pentecost, there was a difference and a marked contrast between their experience before Pentecost and after Pentecost. There was a great difference. You remember Peter before the trial, when Christ was going through his trial, he vowed with his vow, "Lord, I'll go with you even unto the death." But we find that just after that, he denied the Lord three different times. Even a maid asked him, "Aren't you one of them?" And he said, "No, I know not the man." And he went out and he wept bitterly. But he didn't have the power that he needed. And on the day of Pentecost, we recognized that his life was changed. When the Holy Spirit, his life was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was a new man. The Lord had forgiven him and he had now power. And he stood up before all Israel and he proclaimed to them, "You murdered the Christ. You crucified him with your wicked hands." One period he was denying the Lord and now he had power to be able to boldly claim. You know, I believe the Lord still wants you and I to be witnesses. That's our responsibility today, is to be a witness of the wonderful works of God and what He's doing for us. It's not something that we have to manufacture. It's not a witness of something. It's just a witnesses and trials. It's somebody that's seen something. They saw. They were there. They heard. They were giving account of what they experienced. The Lord wants you and I to be witnesses today. And it talks about, there's a scripture that said, "With great power gave they witness of the Lord's resurrection." And the Lord is calling for you and I to be witnesses today of the power of God and what God wants to do in people's hearts and lives. The world needs a witness. They need a testimony. And the Lord wants to use, it's not what our parents taught us or what our forefathers had. But the world wants to hear what God is doing for us. What's He doing for you in your heart and your life? The world needs to hear a testimony, a witness of God working in our hearts and in our lives. But we need the Holy Spirit. We need to be filled with the Spirit. It's the greatest lack in the church today. Oh, my prayer requests, there are many requests, but pray for the church. Pray for the church. The church, we need prayer. We need the infilling of the Holy Spirit to give us power to overcome our flesh. Power to overcome and be what God wants us to be. We can't do it within ourselves. We can't live the Christian life. I can't forgive my fellow man for the wrongs that he's done to me. It hurts too much. It's too deep. Unless I have the Holy Spirit in my heart working. Oh, then I can rise above. Then I can forgive. And I can live a life of victory. And we need the Holy Spirit today to dwell within us. When you read in the book of the Acts, there were people that had received the gospel. They heard the message of Christ and they received the gospel. But different times it talks about the apostles going down to make sure to help them to be able to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It was very vital for the early morning church. And it's vital for you and I today too. Oh, we need to wait and tarry for the promise. I believe we're still in the Holy Spirit dispensation. I believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord still wants to pour out the Holy Spirit in people's hearts and lives. And it's the answer for people's problems and difficulties. It's the answer for backsliding failures this morning. It's the answer for a fulfilled life in Christ. Is the Holy Spirit living and working in men and women and children this morning? And we are so needy this morning. We are so needy this morning of God filling us today with His Holy Spirit. And the Lord still, I believe, wants to fulfill that promise to us. I want to get another scripture now in Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Hebrews 9 and 19, it says, "For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, 'This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you.' Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission." Here it's given account all the vessels of the temple. They had to be consecrated with blood. They didn't just take the vessels and put them in the temple. They had to be consecrated with blood. Today, you and I, if we want to receive the Holy Spirit, we're going to have the blood of Christ applied to our hearts. We're going to have our vessels clean before God. God will not dwell in a sinful vessel. He will not dwell in a heart that has a place that's given for hidden sin or something that's not right before Him. He will not dwell in an unclean vessel, an unclean temple. He didn't back in the Old Testament. If it wasn't purged with blood, He wouldn't come down in His presence. It had to be according to the pattern. And it's the way it is in the New Testament this morning. We can't expect the power of God to come into our lives unless our hearts have been cleansed from sin, unless the Lord has been forgiven us. But I want to say this morning, if we've been forgiven, and God has forgiven us of our sins, and He's changed our heart and our lives, we need to present ourselves to Him. We need to come and present our bodies to Him, because that's when He can come into us and dwell with us, and the Spirit can give us power and live in our hearts and our lives. But as long as we're holding on to something that's unlike Him, He is not able to pour out into us. If you want the plan to work in your life, we've got to follow the pattern that's been given to us this morning. If we want to receive the Holy Spirit, we've got to follow the pattern that's given to us in the Scriptures. But I want to say this morning, when we do, the plan works. Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 19th verse. He said, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God," He said here, "brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." In the Old Testament, it was only the high priest that could go back into the Holy of Holies. That was where the presence of God was at. That's where the mercy seat and the Word was at, was in behind that secret. But this Scripture says this morning, "Brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh." You and I this morning can go into the Holy of Holies this morning. We can enter into that second veil and have the presence of God and have Him revealed to our hearts and have His Spirit working with us, and have a revelation of what God wants for us in our hearts and our lives. That's in the holy place. And you and I, through the blood of Christ, through forgiveness, when we repent and confess and we turn away from our sins, and we allow the blood of Christ, this forgiveness, to come into our hearts and our lives, that puts us in a place now that we can go in into the Holy of Holies and receive what God wants for us. We can receive the Holy Spirit. This is the promise that He gave. This was the climax. This is what He really wanted to bring to mankind, was the gift of the Holy Spirit. The land of Canaan that God promised them, it was the land that flowed with milk and honey. What is that today? That's the Spirit-filled life. That's where He wants us to be. He wants us to dwell in that land of Canaan, to have the Holy Spirit. But many didn't enter in because of their unbelief. Many failed to enter in when they saw the giants. They pulled back. But it points to that land of Canaan. The Holy Spirit living in my life, dwelling in my heart, giving me power to overcome, giving me the desires. There's a scripture in Philippians that said, it's God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You know, the Holy Spirit, when He works in a person's life, He works through their desires. He puts within the desire to be obedient. He puts within the desire to want to consecrate, to want to sacrifice. That's not natural, is it? That's not according to the flesh. But the Holy Spirit dwelling in people can do that. That's what He does. He makes us like Himself. And the Holy Spirit wants to dwell in us today. He wants to fill our hearts this morning. Another scripture back in Malachi. I want to get. I'm so thankful today for the promise. And I believe it's for us today. I don't see anywhere in the scriptures where it's changed. The promise is still, He said, to you and to your children. We're children many generations down the road, but we're still children. And the promise is to us today. Do you believe it this morning? Do you believe that God has power for you in your life? Do you believe that God has victory? I know you may have failed. I have too. I know that you may be discouraged in your heart and your spirit from living. There's many times people, they try. They try so hard within themselves to live for God. They want to do what's right. They want to please the Lord. I believe many people do deep down. It's the desire of their heart. But they struggle and they struggle and they fail and they fail. And this is the answer this morning. It's the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives today. He gives us power to overcome, power to be victorious. Malachi, the 3rd chapter and the 8th verse. He said, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Oh, it's more than tithes and offerings this morning. The Lord, He wants you this morning. He wants you. He wants your talents. He wants your eyes. He wants your mind. He wants your heart this morning. That's what He wants you to bring to the storehouse today. Prove Him. Prove Him. I want to challenge us this morning. Prove this verse this morning. I want to put a challenge before every one of us. Prove God today and see if it's not true. You bring what belongs to God. Give it to God that belongs to Him. We belong to Him. Our lives belong to Him. Our children belong to Him. Bring it to Him. Bring it to the storehouse this morning and see if He'll not pour you out a blessing, that there'll not be room enough to receive it. See if He won't give you some inspiration of the Holy Spirit. See if He won't give you power to overcome those things that you're struggling with in your heart and your life. All that confusion that you might have in your heart and your mind this morning. Prove Him this morning. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. You bring the tithes into me, and I'll pour you out a blessing that there'll not be room enough to receive it. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. We limit. I was talking to Brother Philip today, the other day. He made a comment. He said, our aim is too low. We don't have our eyes lifted up high enough. Our expectations are too low today. Do we come to God and believe that He is the Father of, that He is the Creator of heaven and earth, and that He has all power to help us? Oh, He can help today. He can mend broken hearts. He can mend broken lives this morning.
He can lift out of sin. It doesn't matter what the situation is this morning. God still delivers. He still has power this morning. Oh, the promise. Can we believe it this morning? Can we receive it? Can we put in for it this morning? Are we seeking God? Are we tarrying before Him at Jerusalem at home, so to speak, until we are endued with power from on high? Oh, He filled the apostles. And when you and I meet the same conditions, God is able to fill our hearts and lives too this morning. I know we live in a dark time. I know the power of the world is hard, it's drawing. I know there's so many things to draw men's minds and attraction. But I know that God's promises are still true this morning. I know that His Spirit is still working, and it can work in our hearts and our lives. If we'll let Him, if we'll bring Him. Hypnotized this morning. Oh, He wants us this morning. He wants you. He's not just interested in your checkbook. Oh, He wants you this morning. If He has you, He'll have your checkbook. If He has your heart this morning, He'll have your future. Oh, let's bring Him ourselves this morning and give ourselves to Him and prove Him this morning. Prove the Lord this morning if He'll not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there'll not be room enough to receive it. Oh, we need to be filled, don't we? That's what touches the lives of people around us, is when you and I are so filled with the Spirit that it just runs over onto other people. Oh, He can fill us this morning. There's no shortage to God today. Oh, 2013, soon to be 2014. He's the same as He was in the book of Acts this morning. He's got acts for us in our day and time too this morning. Do you believe it this morning? Do you believe it's for you? Do you have a desire for greater power in your heart and life? Is your heart hungering for something more than what you've got? Is your heart craving for more of an intimacy with the Lord Jesus this morning? Do you want to know Him in a closer, more intimate way this morning? Bring you the tithes into the storehouse this morning. Oh, He won't let you down. He won't fail you this morning. Oh, when the sacrifice is there, when it's according to the pattern God works, there are ones, He's the same today. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Oh, so many times we want to set the parameters ourselves. Oh, I've struggled with this in my own life. I've been tempted, and sometimes I've failed. I've set the parameters sometimes of what I wanted. Oh, Lord, help us not to set the parameters of what God wants to do in our lives. Help us not to set limits on Him, but help us, Lord, to come to Him with an expectation. I thought about believe it's brought out in this meeting also, that pearl of great price. You remember how He got that pearl? He sold everything He had. He sold it all. He sold His thoughts. He sold His plans. His ideas. Everything. He sold it all. But what did He get? He got something better than what He had, didn't He? He got everything. There's a song that brings out. He said, I found it all when I lost everything. We find it all when we lose everything. Are we willing to give it to Him this morning? Are we willing to give Him our lives, our future? Are we willing to be His vessels?
Are we willing to give Him our time, our energy, our talents? That's the way we find it. Is when you and I, and we present ourselves. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, this morning. Oh, he's talking to the brethren, wasn't he? Yeah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body.
Amen.
A living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I want to say this morning, sometimes people have fears. Don't we? And sometimes we draw back from those fears. Just like they did when they saw the giants. If I put everything into His hand, if I consecrated all, what's going to happen? And we draw back. I want to get another scripture. Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Verse 1, he said, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith and them that heard it. Let us fear. Lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. They were afraid when they saw the giants. Folks, I know there are things that we're afraid of. I know there are things that look frightful to us in the flesh. But I want to say this morning, it is safe to trust in the Lord. It is safe to put your confidence, your life, your bodies, your future, your plans. It is safer to put it and give it to the Lord. It is more safe to put it into His hands than to keep it in your own. You keep it in your own hands. You keep control of your own life. You call the shots. You dictate. And you're going to fail miserably. And life is not going to be what you thought it should be. And there's going to be something always missing. I'm going to my job and I'm living through the routine. I'm going through the acts. But something is missing. Something's not right. Oh, so many people in the world today have just accepted life as it is. When God has so much more for them. They accept the brokennesses of sin and the broken homes and all the terrible things that sin brings. They just accept it as, this is the normal way of life. It's not. God has more for people if they will believe and they will give. Sometimes our flesh draws back. But I'm going to encourage you this morning to let go and prove the Lord. Put your future into His hands. Put your plans. Oh, you know the Lord knows us as individuals this morning. The Holy Spirit, it doesn't destroy personalities.
It doesn't destroy everything about us as people, but it tempers and it refines. If you're a quiet person this morning, the Holy Spirit's not going to make you loud and very talkative. But what He will do, He'll help you to speak up when it's needful. Some people talk, their personality is just like Peter, just they speak before they even think. The Holy Spirit won't make you quiet, but He'll temper that. He'll throttle that down that you could keep your mouth closed and not have to dominate every conversation. Folks, that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He knows He doesn't just destroy all of when we give ourselves to Him. That's sometimes what people are afraid of. It's just the Holy Ghost, they're just so unfamiliar with that. But it tempers. It strengthens. It purifies. And it refines this morning. And it enables us to offer sacrifices that are pleasing to the Lord. That's the only way we can this morning. Every sacrifice must be seasoned with salt. That's the Holy Spirit this morning. Let's not be afraid to allow the Lord to take us a little deeper. To allow the Lord to take us out a little further in Himself this morning. I know it feels shaky when He takes us out and we lose our feet are no longer on the soil. He began to take us out into the deep. Oh, let Him take us out into the deep with Him. There's a song that He sings. We sing in one of our hymnals. It said, "I've cast myself recklessly out like a chip on the infinite wheel. And I just let my God, His dear purpose, fulfill." Are you hungry this morning? I believe there's some hunger here. Do you want to see the Lord work in your life in a greater way? Folks, it's not just for 100 years ago. The promise comes down to you and I today. He's the same today. His power hasn't diminished. We are the only thing that stands in the way. We hinder the Lord many times from doing what He wants to do. We draw back. We pull back. Lord, help us today to cut loose. Help us to set out and go farther than we've gone before. Let us go a little farther. You know, one thing that startles me in the Scriptures, even those that went into the land of Canaan and possessed what God wanted them to possess, do you realize they didn't get all of what God had for them? The Lord was dissatisfied. They went in and they conquered some ground, but they got content. And they got complacent. And that stirs my heart this morning. Does your heart desire to possess all that God has for you this morning? We have to bring Him to tithes in the storehouse. I also got a hold of this scripture this week in Titus that talked about renewing of the Holy Ghost. Perhaps you've been filled with the Spirit of God before. Perhaps one time in your life you gave it all and you put it all on the altar.
and you felt the fire and you had the fire glowing in your heart and your spirit. And those that have had it know what I'm talking about this morning. There's no substitute that can fill that. But you know, if we're not careful, that fire will begin to go out. It will begin to be diminished. And we can end up being like one of those foolish virgins. Oh, they had a lot of good things about their lives. They had good morals about them. But they lacked oil in their vessels. Lord, help us this morning. The Lord still has it for us today. The promise of the fathers is unto us if we're willing. Pray for me this morning.